break about how physically exhausting this is. You may be working out normally, but with this performance, you can't do that. You can't lift weights.
Yeah, pretty much. Because of the fact that the show just takes so much out of you. At the end of the night, we're so exhausted just from doing the show that doing any extra extreme physical exercise like that would wear us out for the show and possibly not give us enough energy to perform the way we need to for the audience.
What do you do when you have two performances in a day?
Pace yourself.
Morgan, tell us about the show. Let's pretend that our audience has never seen it before. Tell us the theme.
Well, it's definitely a spectacle show. The lights, costumes, wigs, makeup, there's always something to see. The story is this tribe of cats coming together once a year for the Jellicle Ball, and we choose one cat each year to go up to the Heaviside Lair. There's one cat who kind of ran away from the tribe, Grisabella, the glamour cat, who sings Memory at the end of the show. She's trying to come back into the tribe to be accepted back into the group, and we at first shun her, and then over the course of the evening, we kind of accept her back into us, and we choose her to go up to the Heaviside Lair.
And how long does the show last?
The show's about 2.5 hours, including the intermission.
And there's constant entertainment, constant moving,
Yeah, there's absolutely always something to be watching. Even if it's not the main action, there's always something in the background. There's always something to see on stage.
Eddie, how long does the makeup and the costuming take to get into?
Well, we usually get to the theater about 2.5 hours before the show to start our makeup and warm up. It takes me about 45 minutes to do my makeup. 35 to 40 minutes. Over the course of the past 9 months, it's taken less time, but it still takes us a while to get prepped and ready.
Morgan, you mentioned that you'd been on the road for almost 9 months and the show's coming to an end. Are you glad about that?
Well, it's a bit bittersweet. You know, it's been a really tough haul the past 9 months, doing show after show after show. We're about 160 shows in. So it's definitely, the rest will definitely be well received by my body. But, you know, we're a big family and it's going to be sad to see everybody depart for, you know, whatever's next in our careers.
Eddie, so how long of a break do you get, and when do you start looking for another show to become involved with?
Well, you know, we've kind of already been looking for other shows to be a part of. We've had some breaks in which we were able to audition for other shows. I personally am going back to New York to, you know, live there again. I've been on the road for 9 months, so I'm ready to take a break and just be free to do whatever comes my way.
Yeah, Morgan, tell us about the education that you have to, when you go to college, the classes, the curriculum, that kind of thing.
Well, I went to a liberal arts college in Virginia, so I definitely had like all of the core curriculum, you know, English, math, science, etc. But I also had kind of conservatory level credits for theater and dance and music, voice lessons and things. But I do have a BA in theater performance.
And Eddie, before we let you guys get out of here, as folks you know, are thinking about getting tickets, I'm going to let you get on your stump here and entice them to buy a couple tickets. So what would you tell them?
Cats is really one of those shows that you have to see in your lifetime. It's been around for 30 years, and it's something that you will never forget. You'll always remember the first time you've seen Cats, and you'll remember the last time you saw Cats. It is something that it's like Pokemon or the next, it's like Harry Potter. If you haven't seen it, then you don't know what you missed out on. It's really something everyone should see.
Morgan and Eddie, thanks so much for your time. I know as actors, especially working late night shows or getting into town late, it's tough to get up this early. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And Bob, before we let you and Louise get out of here, tell folks how they can get tickets, how they do that.
Well, they can go online at whartoncenter.com. You can come to the Wharton Center box office, or you can give us a call at 800-WHARTON. And, you know, I just want to say these two gentlemen are on their day off, too. So they got up early to do this on their day off, so we appreciate it.
Well, it's good that you took care of the caffeine for them. Now, folks, if you'd like to win tickets, we've got four. We're not giving away two pairs. We're giving away four, so you can take some friends with you. Tomorrow at 8:55, we're going to register you the rest of this morning, all of tomorrow between 6 and 8:55. Give us a call on the McLaren Health Plan Plan phone line, 517-393-3700. Hopefully you will win. There are a few tickets still available, so you can call the Wharton Center. Louise, Bob, Morgan, Eddie, thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.